Young Maine, 35 riders.
That's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I run. I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. I'm nothing like this nut. Why
I run? I hustle hard in the sun, rain, sleep, snow. I grind when it's jumping, even when the street's slow. Young Maine, that's a name that the streets know. I'm pushing X, wet, pills, crack, weed, blow. Monday to Sunday, not a day off. One day, all this hard work gon' pay off. I gotta get it, I'm on it soon as I wake up. Block hot, so I'm pumping it out of trailer. All the trash, we keep pissing off the neighbors. But fuck the laws, cause right now I need this paper. My rent late, my lights off, no water. My shoes old, my clothes dirty, no quarters. My car broke, I gotta walk, plus gas high. In the world, wanna ask why. I ain't got shit, nigga, that's why. That's why I'm motherfucking that boss.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut. That's why I'm run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't going to get some more. Can't be broke. That's why I ain't never had shit. Came from nothing. Give me blessing. Now I'm shining. Nothing like this nut. Why
I remember back when I ain't have no money. Now I walk inside the mall and just blow money. We used to hit the club broke, man, with nothing on us. Now we known and get love from the club owners. She was in love with me, or I guess I thought she was. Thought she was bad, but wasn't bad as I thought she was. Welcome to Maine's world, where every day's Friday. Menage days with bitches that resemble Beyonce. Used to smoke dirt weed, now it's Kush only. Grind hard. That's so hard, push homie. Back then, I ain't have a ride to the stove. Okay, it's cool, cause now my ride on 84. I had nothing, so I jumped up in the crack game. Kept hustling, and I jumped up in the rap game. Young man can't stop, won't stop, did it. Ask about me, they'll tell you who run the city.
Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost. Yeah, I ain't gonna get some more. Can't be broke, that's why. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, give me blessing, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nothing, that's why I run. Will I ever stop? No, I'm a ghost, yeah, I ain't gonna get some more, can't be broke, that's why I run. I ain't never had shit, came from nothing, give me blessing, now I'm shining, nothing like it's nothing, why I run.
I'm a motherfucking hustler for real, homie. I get it on the block, on the highway, on probation, on parole, fresh out. I don't give a fuck. I gotta get it, know what I'm saying? If you broke, struggling, you ain't got shit. Hustle. Legal or illegal, we gon' get it, man. All my female hustlers getting on their own. Hustle.
Gotta crank up a little bit. Shay, gang the prayers, nigga. Got my Ray-Bans on. You already know how it is. Fuck you mean this ain't no hit. Fuck the chub, nigga, burst. Let's go.
Fuck you mean, my team don't care. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean, these beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you mean, we ain't them niggas. Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean. Fuck you mean, my team don't care. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean, these beats ain't cold. Fresh on beast mode, fuck you man. Yeah. We ain't them niggas.
We out
who fucking with us?
Let's
fuck you
man.
Yeah. Fuck you man.
Yeah.
Fuck you man. Fuck you man.
We ain't working. I bust the clock by any means. This shit ain't working. I'm to the block.
Let's
fuck you man. This shit ain't fire. Use a lie on my word. I'm helicopter. Can't get no higher. Fuck you mean we ain't got it. All I know is go get it. You could be broke if you want, but that shit there I ain't with it.
Nah.
I stay on my pivot, posted up in the paint. Fuck you mean I ain't shooting. Pop him at point blank range.
Fuck you mean, my team don't go. Bring it to your door. Fuck you mean, these beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. Fuck you mean, we ain't them niggas. Who fucking with us? Fuck you mean, fuck you mean, fuck you mean, fuck you mean. My team don't go.
bring it to your door. What you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh old beast mode. What you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out here.
Who fucking with us?
Let's
what you mean?
Shane Gang,
what you mean? What you mean? What you mean?
I'll give you 1,000 steady piling. Me and my young niggas, we straight beef wildin'.
Wow.
Do you see me smiling, styling? All of my hands are all black like
Let's
the rest,
go.
But I stay in blue and gold like a motherfucker face. A nigga look so rigid, bitch wanna face him to the face. I'm a 100 and I swear I'd chase her. Beat her up, knock her down. Round face with a dick, made her tap out. 100 pounds of that shit, what you got now? Still got a couple bricks in me in town. I said, beat her up, knock her down. Round face with a dick, made her tap out. 100 pounds of that shit, what you got now? Still got a couple bricks in me in town.
Nigga, fuck you, man. My team don't drop. Bring it to your dope. What you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. What you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out
here. Who fucking with us? What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? My team don't go. Bring it to your dope. What you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. What you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out here.
Who fucking with us? What you mean?
What
you mean?
What they talk about?
What you mean?
What the fuck you mean? I'm still on my grind. Still chasing my dream, what the fuck you mean? Still packing that iron, with a whole 16 and the whip so clean. Does your bitch say iron? Trying to get on my team, have to tell the bitch hold up. Wait, wait, let the dough up. Bitch bounce like spring. I'm a P.I. and she knows
she
that.
Knows.
Real talk, I show that. Teamed up with my old cat so we can rap and bring the whole mo back.
You know.
FYI, we them guys, that's no lie, so respect
Do
my team. Young Birdie don't kill shit, you a damn lie, what the fuck you
what
mean?
You mean? My team don't joke. Bring it to your dope. What you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. What you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out
here. Who fucking with us? What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? My team don't go. Bring it to your dope. What you mean? These beats ain't cold. Fresh go beast mode. What you mean? We ain't them niggas.
We out here.
Who fucking with us? What you mean? What you mean? What you mean? What you mean?
Alrighty, welcome to Global 14. The Current goes down every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Central. That was Buff and Chubb with What You Mean goes down. They
Fuck
not
You Mean.
Thank you. You know, I don't like to say it. It's, I need to get over
yeah.
it. I am grown.
No, it's all good. It's all good. We don't need, sometimes you got to control that, man. When did we talk about that last time? You would stop trying to curse. I was stopping trying to say nigga. And
no,
because
I never
would. You know what I'm saying?
I was stopping trying to say already. Because I say already
right.
all the time.
Okay,
in fact, I
already.
Said it.
You was never cursing. You was never cursing.
I was never cursing. And I picked up some curse words not too long ago, but I'm back to me. And, But no, that I actually just said already when we started just now, so that's the problem, see? But everybody
you know what's crazy?
This...
I don't got you cursing, do I? I don't have you cursing, do I?
I
gotta be messed
you,
up if I got you cursing.
If you go back and listen, it's like I did get influenced, I think, a little bit by you, but it was because
oh,
we were I know it's a tip. But I can't blame it on you. It's me. You know what I mean? I'm my own person, so it's me. But I'm back. And we're back. It's Wednesday. We're back. And this is Onyx and Golden Fleece. We're the host of The Cut Goes Down every Wednesday night. This is the show via global14.com, which is your main interface social networking site. And, so make sure you head over there, too, and check out the blogs and the fashion, the news. And there's a lot of new music that came out in these past 2 days. I don't think I'm going to be able to even cover it, so I'm just going to tell you guys to go to global14.com because... as the exclusives were coming in, we were posting them. So I know,
yes,
in fact, one that I started, everything is up there. Interviews, too. One thing that I posted, not I posted, but the one thing that I caught was the Nelly, and I think it's, who is it? Nelly and Tia. I think they did a song called Rick James. So that was pretty dope. I sent that over. There was a couple of new joints that came out. So it was just a lot. It was overwhelming, actually. And I was like, wow. And I kept clicking and going to each one. So, you guys check that out. So that's that. There's something a bit going on in the news. Not much, Golden. But before we get into that, let's tell the people how they can be considered. Just like Buff and Chubb, get their music played and all of that.
Yes, most definitely. I mean, Buff and Chubb is in rotation because they hit us up, sent us their music, and we played it on our review show. So basically, we got to know those brothers just like that, and here's how you can do it as well. Hit us up on our Twitters. You can reach Onyx at Onyx254. You can reach me at TheGlue, THAGLUE. Hit us up on the DM. Let us know why you want your track played, what projects you got going on, so we can introduce it correctly. And we will do that on our review show. Or you can hit us up at global14.com. You can send us a message, and we'll be more than happy to play your music on our review show. The reason why we like to have a little background on all the artists we play is because we want to know how to properly put you out there. We may have some listeners that's in your area. You know, they could come to some of your shows. We definitely want to give you the most opportunity that we can from everybody that listens to the show. So if you just hit us up with a link, like play my music, and that's it, we probably won't play it because we don't want that to be it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And we give constructive criticism because, yo, you just might not be there. And maybe somebody that's on the line with us or us would tell you a little bit about music, you know what I'm saying? If you're not quite there, that could help you in your next record be better than that. So it's all about growing. It's all about striving for excellence, you know what I'm saying? That's what we're all about over here. And any way we can assist, we will. So hit us up, and let's try to get your joint played on the next review show.
Most definitely. Most definitely. You heard what the man said. So then, I guess I'm trying to think of what tonight we may have a special guest. We're not quite sure if he's going to be able to come through tonight, but very good friend of Golden. He came on the show before. Super cool dude, humble dude. A lot going on right now. Golden, I can let you kind of touch on on what it is, and then you know, hopefully we can get him on. And if not, then it is what it is. You know, we don't pay anybody to come on this show, so it's real dope that they even take the time out of their busy schedules to do this and come on the line with us and with the audience and take calls and whatnot. So this is really dope. Whenever they can fit us in, we're flexible with that, especially we're specifically on a Wednesday night. So there's no makeup of a night. So this is what we have, and we're thankful for, you know, whatever he's able to do tonight or next Wednesday.
Yeah, no doubt. Basically, my homeboy is co-owner and founder of URL, which is the Ultimate Rap League. You know, it's Smack White. Smack is basically the face of the whole URL movement, but there's another partner in a lot of the – everybody in the industry, in the battle industry, knows Eric Beasley. And recently, something unfortunate happened at their big Summer Madness event. Sirius Jones, which is a huge battle rapper, a lot of people know who Sirius Jones is. He was doing this since back in the day. He even had a deal with Ludacris at one time, you know what I'm saying? And another battle rapper, his name is Mav Hoffa. Mav Hoffa is actually really well known for, you know, good battles, great battles, but he's really, really known for one of his first battles. He actually punched one of the his opponent in his face, and a big riot ensued. Well, ironically, that same thing happened at Summer Madness. He punched Sirius Jones in his face, knocked him down while the battle was supposed to be going on, which then resulted in the show being completely stopped. What's happening now is that a lot of people are talking like, you know, this guy should be banned from the league. He should never be able to battle rap again. Why would you mess up an event like that? These black guys are trying to, you know, do what they're supposed to do and uplift the culture, find some way for cats to make money from the streets. And then all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? Right. This is what happens. So it's a bunch of internet controversy going on about Smack and Beasley, how they don't treat the battle rappers the way they should. The battle rappers are saying that they could be getting treated better. Smack and Beasley, they're saying, listen, we're treating these guys well. We're trying to do the best we can. Some of the battle rappers are using their head and saying, listen, all this bickering back and forth is not bringing any solution. These guys started something that we could eat, we could feed our families. That's the least we could do is act right. And the least we could do if we have any concerns is to approach them in the right way.
In a business way. Mm-hmm.
In a business type of way. Mm-hmm. Another, you know, a lot of people are saying that the same guy, Matt Hoffa, he was recently on the West Coast battling for another league because once Mac White and these guys started this URL, there was just a bunch of people copycatting the format and basically starting it in other regions.
A guy spilled water. I've seen that.
Yeah, so they start copying their stuff. So a guy actually spilled something on Math Hoffa out at one of those events, and he didn't do anything to the guy, which everybody commended because he's known for, you know, the punch in the face of one of the other rappers, his opponent, earlier on in his career, named Dose. So people expect him to do something like that if it gets too crazy. And he's been really doing a great job at controlling his aggression, so on and so forth. But he did not hit the guy that poured the water on his feet and kind of bumped him at the battle because he knew the guy was trying to provoke him. So him doing well there, and that was actually, you know, a white-owned battle league, you know what I'm saying? And then to come back to these guys,
to the originators.
You know, platform, the originators, the guys that's really, really putting you up on another level, and to do that at their event, a lot of people don't feel like he should ever be checked out again. You know what I'm saying? They don't want him a part of it. They're not. He's lost fans. And it's really a deeper element to this because as we know as African-Americans, man, it's not easy for us to go out and get those sponsors, to go out and get that money like, you know, other races can. So we need to work together a little bit more and a little bit harder than these other guys do. They get a lot of stuff easier, and that's just what it is. So when you have something like that, you have a whole nother dynamic of the conversation that people want to talk about. And Eric, I had spoke to him, and he told me, you know, he wanted to call into the show, talk about it a little bit, because there's some accusations flying around from one of the other West Coast battle rappers whose name is Daylight, who says he didn't get to battle that night because of the incident that happened with Math and Sirius Jones. So hopefully he could call in, shed some light on what's going on. It's been on all the blogs, all the news, because the battle rap sport and the culture is growing very
big.
It's
a big deal.
Jay-Z,
it is.
You got Drake, you got Kevin Durant, you got Diddy. All these guys are putting money behind them. As a matter of fact, Drake has his own league that he backs in Canada called King of the Dot. They recently did a big event that went over very well, and Drake put he sponsored that whole thing and paid everybody. So as you
That's
can
right.
see, you know, these big-time artists are all about this shit. So we don't want to knock down the originators and sully their name out there while these other people are coming up and taking advantage of what they really kind of built.
Exactly.
But, you know, I want BZ to, you know, talk about it. You know what I'm saying? I have my questions. You have your questions. But they will be definitely served. We'd be definitely all served a better interview if he could call in and chop it up with us real quick. So.
Absolutely.
We're gonna see if he can
Most
do
definitely.
That.
No, that was perfect. I love that the rundown and history you gave to everybody, and just I'm familiar with most of it. Just primarily for you, I was introduced to you know to most of this. So you heard of it, never was you know just a solid and knew the background and all of that until meeting you years ago. So this is great, and I've looked forward to it since then. So. Love it, and I definitely hope that we can get him on, if not today, one of these days coming up soon, because it's still an important topic. We need to know how to move forward and how can you, you know, progress after a situation like this. So it's important. It's a big deal. Well,
that's what's up.
It is. It really is, especially
you know,
in the time of hip-hop and your Kendrick Lamar.
It's
important. We need to not be looking crazy at this moment in the news for anything. So you know, we need something, like you said, a balance. Like we always say, we need a balance, and so we need something to be positive. If not one thing, you know, something. So Well, I don't have any album units, so hopefully he'll come on the line. And, you know, if not, again, we'll see about what it do for later. So, but as far as mixtapes, I don't have anything pulled up ready to go for that. I don't know if you had any, but, of course, Billboard charts do have some couple things I can report out as far as that goes. It did change a little bit. The number one Hot 100, of course, is Katy Perry reward. This is expected. Anytime Katy Perry drops something, she's on these charts. And so, you know, big ups to her. She's from Texas, I think. And I just really like her story. R&B hip-hop song, number one on pop and number one on radio still. Robin Thicke with Bloodlines with Pharrell and T.I.
Wow.
I haven't been, still. Good job for him. And I haven't been following the whole lawsuit thing with the Marvin Gaye, with him using that sample. So I haven't been following that, but I had to check in and see what the deal is with that, because I know that there was a lawsuit out, or people weren't happy with, you know, his family, Marvin Gaye's family, not happy with the him using that sample. So we'll see what happens.
Right.
And then you have Holy Grail with Jay-Z featuring Justin Timberlake. That's still number one rap song. You can't get in the car and by chance turn on your radio or satellite radio and not hear this record. So people love it. We haven't played it yet. The number one, Love Jay-Z, we haven't played Holy Grail yet. The number one R&B hip-hop album, actually, I'm just not. I'm not going to pretend like I'm on board when I'm not. I love the instrumental. I love the production, but I'm not feeling Justin on that record. And that's just what it is. Number one R&B hip-hop and album is actually Tamar with Love and War. So congrats to her.
Wow.
Because this is the first I've seen. I know we took a couple times off where I kind of didn't check, and I was doing it faithfully every week, so I hate when I don't check because you never know. But I still don't believe that she's this should be her first week at number one. I'm almost positive. And then coincidentally, happy birthday to her sister, Tawanda Braxton, who is a having her birthday party this weekend, so in Atlanta, Georgia. So we will not be in attendance, but we did get an invite. So, you know, special thanks. And
happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And we appreciate the invite, you know.
That's right.
Definitely, man. Shout out to the Braxtons, man. I love watching
those
girls. I watched those. I watched a few of those seasons, man. And that's just a talented family. So shout out to
the Braxtons. I loved them from day one. Toni Braxton is one of my favorite singers in the world. Like, and when you have your, you know, being a singer-songwriter, they always say, who influences you? And, you know, you write who everybody.
Right.
She's one of them, along with Marvin Gaye and others. But she's one of the women that I looked at and listened to growing up, her and Anita Baker. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love these women. So, yeah. And so, yeah, that's pretty much all that I have as far as the charts. And also this week, Miley Cyrus, who I'm not happy with at this moment. I'm kind of, remember I said check in with me later, I might be okay with her. I'm okay with her now. I know I was like really upset with her after the MTV, and I just want to share that with everybody. I know you didn't care either way, but I guess I'm okay with her now, but I'm still not happy with her. But I'm okay. I'm not like, I don't hate her and all of that, but I'm still just like, okay, whatever. I'm just a whatever with her, but I'm not mad at her like
right.
I was before. Because last
right.
time I was mad. Like, I was mad at her, but now
right.
I'm not mad. So, but she's coming out with, like, a documentary thing on MTV this week. It premiered today, I think, or this week, or something like that. It's premiering this week, this weekend, something like that. And it's, like, showing the behind the scenes. I think Nicki Minaj did something similar where they're not doing, like, a reality show, but they're just showing, like, a day in the life of Miley. And she's going to be in the studio and be performing. And
right.
interviews and whatnot. So her fans and anybody that's fans of Miley and about the Miley movement, all of a sudden you can definitely tune in this week or this weekend to MTV. They should have been paying us for that plug, but hey, it is what it is. You can tune in to MTV this week or weekend and check out that documentary. It's all about those texts right now, you guys. It's all about getting that money, and that's what we need in our life. So that's all I have as far
definitely.
As those anything that's new, and I don't know if you came across anything for mixtapes.
Yeah, Jay Mills dropped a mixtape. YMCMB,
yeah.
Harlem Zone,
yes.
Most Hated. Jay Mills dropped a joint, ROTS. So I'm
okay.
not sure what that stands for, though. Not sure what that stands for, but
R-O-P-S?
He dropped a joint. ROTS. ROTS. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Here. Let me look and see.
Okay. Definitely not sure what that could possibly be interpreting for. But I like Jay Mills. I like when he does his thing. I like to see him out and about, so doing some things.
Let's see here. That's actually the only one that I really see today that dropped.
Yeah.
was Jay Mills' joint. Let me see here. Maybe earlier this week we might have missed something. Let's see.
Yeah.
Charlie Baltimore dropped a joint. Ooh, damn, I haven't heard from Charlie Baltimore in a hot minute.
You know what? That's
and
crazy.
She still looks great. She still looks great, and she just dropped a joint called Hard to Kill.
I did see her name somewhere, but I didn't click on it. But that's now that you said that, it's funny that you said that because I was thinking, oh, I haven't seen this name in a while, and that's probably why, because you know she's dropping this mixtape. So, okay, wow, might have to get on the show and see what she's been up to, what she's going doing.
Yeah.
I think she was modeling or doing something. I can't remember, but she was doing something. She's been
one
doing something. It just hasn't been music.
I think she's a model. One of her daughters is gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's a model, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
But Charlie Baltimore has been back on the scene. Been seeing
yeah,
in a lot of
yeah.
pictures and different things like that.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah,
the homie, the homie Lil Ray dropped a tape. He was on the show
okay.
before. You know what I'm saying?
That's
yeah,
right.
He dropped a joint called The Purple Tape with OG Ron
okay.
C and the Chop Stars. He dropped a joint. So,
okay.
shout out to
we're
Lil Ray
a,
out
a
there
Texas
getting
present.
It.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. Let's see who else dropped a joint that we may have missed earlier in the week. That's pretty much about it. That's pretty
mm-hmm.
much about it. Michael Watts, a friend of the show, Michael Watts dropped a joint called Rise and Grind. You know what I'm saying? So if you want to check that out.
Yeah.
And he
That's
actually says
theme.
Regular speed. It's regular speed. It's not chopped and screwed. You know what I'm
okay.
saying?
That's good to know.
Also, Brooklyn newcomers, Flatbush Zombies dropped a joint called Better Off Dead. They are big in the underground scene, Flatbush Zombies. A lot of people know about them, so they actually dropped a joint. And, yeah, so it's a few joints that dropped this week that we didn't know about. So
mm-hmm.
shout out to everybody dropping the mixtapes, keeping the mixtapes moving, keeping that whole thing going on.
That's right.
And that's
definitely.
It. That's about it.
And that was it. Well, that's all they wrote then. I did want to say that I noticed Eminem doing a lot on the scene as well. You know, he was on the charts last week. So I don't know where he is at this moment right now. But I've seen him in commercials and everything. And I'm not a TV type of person. I've had to force myself to watch TV ever since the, you know, the Love and Hip Hop and whatnot. And it's not that I'm against TV. I'm just not. I don't have time. You know, I've never had time for TV because it's work, kids, it's work. 6 days a week straight. And then you get one day off.
Right.
So when do you have the time to watch TV? And do you want to watch TV when you're chilling? So, but I saw him in like, of course, a Dre by, I want to say, Beats by Dre commercial. And he's doing a lot, too. So shout out to Eminem for coming. He just does what he wants. Comes in and out, gets that money, and he's, you know, he's legit and humble with it. And that's what it
that's
is.
It.
And that's the boss. Stay like that.
Yeah, nothing extra with Eminem.
That's it.
Nothing extra with Eminem. Just come through.
That's
drop
it.
His music. You know what I'm saying? Get that paper. He'll be performing here and there. You know what I'm saying? He's going to definitely get on all the big-time shows, or, you know, and get a bunch of money, and you might not see him for another year or two.
That's seriously what it is. And that's fine. And everybody's okay with that, and I know I am. And so then
yeah.
you guys also, yeah. And so then, of course, we're still going to we're gonna give some time and hopefully can get Mr. Eric Beasley. And by the way, they call him the hip-hop pioneer, I think it is. Not pioneer, hip-hop genius. On his little caption, it says Scarface has called him that. And we all know Scarface is a legend from the South, so... you know, that was pretty
yeah.
dope for him to say that of Eric Beasley. So this goes to just to show you guys the resume and who he's been dealt with and ran in circles with. It's not just about battle rap. He's actually spent time in the industry and has a great background. So,
long time.
Yeah. Big,
yeah, long
yes,
time.
Yes. Learn a lot from him and on any day. So be happy to have him whenever he has an opportunity to come on, whether tonight or another Wednesday. Just so you guys know, you know, we like to keep you up to speed with everything that's happening. The next thing that's happening is, of course, the BET Hip Hop Awards in Atlanta, Georgia, takes place in Atlanta, Georgia, takes place at the end of the month. We'll be airing next month around the 15th of October, I want to say. You know, last year there was some fights and some other drama, you know, Ross and Jeezy and whoever else was involved, and it seemed like everybody came out to the BET Hip Hop Awards last year, and that's not always the case with when it comes to that particular award show, so... Well, I'll be interested to see who actually shows up this year, and hopefully, you know, we can get there tonight and there not be any shootings or shootouts or fighting or whatever it needs to, you know, hopefully it can be a peaceful evening and everybody get their awards and move along. So that's coming up.
We even said what's going to happen out there, and just what we said last week,
it
if
did.
Y'all was listening to the show,
yeah,
Gucci Mane is locked up, Gucci's locked up. We knew he was going to either get locked up or get in an altercation, and almost both happened. He almost got into a fight
yeah.
at Rennie's Mall, and now he's locked up. So,
yeah.
you know, I just don't want Gucci to attend them awards.
Yeah, because we don't need the whole 10 versus Gucci. We don't need the whole, you know what I mean, half of the room where the celebrities is, half of the seats and the rows they in to be versus Gucci. And what he's in his
I think
we don't
got
really
Beasley
need.
On the line right now too.
Okay.
Is
all
Beasley,
right. Well,
yeah, I think we got him on the line.
Okay. Well, we can do it. We can do. We can for sure do a screen for that then. Well, I guess we'll give me a moment. Let's take a quick break and see if we got Mr. Eric Beasley on the line. Bring him back live for you guys. Well, before seeing the cut.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man, who that is?
Shout out Migo, shout out Daytona.
Migo's drinking at the Versace store.
Yeah. Versace, Versace, Medusa head on me like I'm Numinati. This is a gated community, please get the fuck off the property. Rap must be changing cause I'm at the top and then no one on top of me. Niggas be wanting a verse, but man, that's not a swap to me. Grinding in compliments, pulling the back out that look like Metropolis. I think I'm selling a million for sweet man, I guess I'm an optimist. Born in Toronto, but sometimes I feel like Atlanta adopted us. What the fuck is you talking about? Saw this shit coming like I had binoculars, boy. Versace, Versace, we stay at the mansion when we in Miami. The pillows, Versace, the sheets of Versace, I just want a Grammy. I've been so quiet, I got the world like, what the fuck is he planning? Just make sure that you got a backup plan, cause that shit might come in handy. Started a label, the album is coming September, just wait on it. This year I'm eating your food and my table got so many plates on it. Hunted in TV at my house, I sit back like, damn, I look great on it. I do not fuck with your new shit, my nigga, don't ask for my take on it. Speaking of lingo, man, this for my nigga that trap out the bendo. This for my niggas that call up a nano to move a piano. Fuck all your feeling, cause business is strictly financial. I'm always the first one to get it, man, that's how you lead by example. Versace, 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 Versace. Word in New York is a diamond and high schools are calling me poppy. I'm all on the low, take a famous girl out with it, no paparazzi. I'm trying to give Halle Berry a baby and no one can stop me. Versace, 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 Medusa head on me like I'm Illuminati. I know that you like it. Versace, my neck and my wrist is so sloppy. Versace, Versace, I love it. Versace, the top of my eyes. My plug is Ungotti. He give me the dozen. I know that they mighty. Shelly shirt, Versace. Versace. Yo, bitch, went in on my pockets. Damn. She asked me why my drawers sealed. I told that bitch Versace. What else? Cheetah print on my sleeve. What else? But I ain't never been in the jungle. Nah. Try to take my sack. Better run with it, nigga. Don't thump. Versace. Versace, Versace, Versace. Versace, 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 Versace. You can do Chewy, I do it. I do. You got the Honda, I do it. The Mazda, I do. You want the meat, I do it. Excited, I do. I set the train, you niggas sassy. Cooking the dope like I work at Hibachi. Looking and watching, blah, hot like some taxi. Come in my room, my seat, Versace. When I go to sleep, I dream, Versace. Medusa. These niggas, they wish it, they knew you. They copping the Chewy, we missing the Louis. My black is better than exclusive. That's right, shorts like I'm turning the tide. Versace, I'm beating the pack on me, Mike. Well, none of you niggas, they copy. From my closet, Versace, 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 Versace. Versace, 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 Versace,
boss up.
And they look like the pussy. Come cold and sipping Versace. I'm flipping them bands in my pocket. You know they don't last. I'm straight up and go, but no Pharaoh. Rock a hand coach, that's Ferragamo. Reach by the boat, overload. I think I'm the dumb, but no Rocco. This is the life that I chose. Out of the store, can't go back no more. Versace in my clothes while I'm selling them bold. Versace took over, it took out my soul.
Versace, Versace,
Versace, Versace, Versace.
Welcome back to Global 14 The Cut. We are live with our guest, special guest of the evening, Mr. Eric Beasley, hip-hop genius, co-founder, URL TV, URL Ultimate Rap League. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are y'all?
We are wonderful, wonderful. Golden,
excellent.
I know you on
excellent.
The line as well.
Yes, yes, indeed. I just want to thank my brother for calling in, man. A lot going on since Summer Madness, and we just wanted to talk to the brother about all the things that's going on, all the blogs people are putting out, and we got to hear from the horse's mouth. Eric Beasley, definitely one of the pioneers in this battle culture, period. And unfortunately, an incident happened when at Summer Madness, and we're going to talk about it. So we appreciate you for coming on, my brother. Thanks a lot.
Definitely.
No problem, anytime.
All right, so E, we're going to just start it off, man. URL, climbing, I'm talking about Kevin Durant, Adrian Broner, Diddy, bunch of sponsors, Drake, a lot of people, a lot of big-time names noticing what's going on. You guys are packing out venues. People are coming from overseas. The culture is growing and growing. And then recently there was a stain put on it. Now, first I want to just go back a little bit further, because even before that, there was a little controversy with one of the best battle rappers that people feel is out there today, which is Loaded Lux, and he actually wanted a certain amount of money to battle. I think the appropriate number was $40,000 to battle in Summer Madness, and then...
Right.
He went on to say that you guys didn't want to pay him that. He didn't understand why. And I basically just wanted to get from you briefly what happened with the whole Loaded Lux thing. The $40,000 to pay for his performance. Fans wanted to see it, but that was a little bit too steep of a price that you guys thought. Explain what happened briefly with the whole Loaded Lux thing.
Well, as many of you know, Loaded Lux started with URL. He's from the Smack DVD era, when we used to release battles on our DVDs prior to URL coming into fruition in 2009. We did a battle with him at Summer Madness 2, which was last summer, last August. And many of you seen it. Big, big battle. Went viral. Everybody was talking about it. You know, if you haven't seen it, you can catch it on youtube.com/ URL TV, and when you go into the search, type in Loaded Lux versus Calico. Epic battle, great backstory to it. Everybody was present. Everyone really loved the content of the battle. You know, to keep it short, it was a great battle. So, from Madness 3, the demand is really high for him, and another popular MC within the URL name, Hollow the Don. And, you know, for the most part, she had it right. Loaded Lux wanted $40,000. Now, people saw, you know, how packed Summer Madness was, but I don't think people have a clear understanding of what it takes to actually pull an event off like that and actually profit from it. And $40,000 just takes it way out of the ballpark, because you still can't, you have to have other people on the card to sell it. One battle is not going to fill a building.
Mm.
So, you know, it turned into a situation where, you know, he thinks we have it, we don't, you know, and we didn't do the battle. So he, you know, began to get frustrated, and he actually made a diss record where, you know, he kind of got at us, but he knows all cool behind the scenes. But, you know, he was expressing his grievances. And, you know, people got to understand, I see a lot of fans saying, just pay him money. He did a lot for battle rap. Yes, he did. But where is this money coming from? What's going to be the return on our investment? And how are we going to make money by doing an event like this? You know what I mean? Right. Where is the money coming from? It's easy to say, yo, go get a sponsor. But, you know, it's difficult to get sponsors. You know, and what people don't understand is you go to $40,000. If he already has his eyes set on a particular opponent, that guy knows he's a major component of the battle. So he's not going to take less than 20. So now you're already looking at $60,000. And then to get an event, a venue that can bring a return on that type of money, you're looking at a venue that's $40,000-$50,000 in New York City. That's just what they cost. So now you're already over $100,000, and you only have one battle. You haven't even factored in the other talent on the card, which the audience is going to expect. And you haven't factored in production, promotion, marketing, travel. These are all real costs that have to be calculated. And then, you know, so he went on to say that he had a pay-per-view solution. More so a streaming solution, not a pay-per-view, streaming solution. But what you have to understand is that we have an audience that is internet savvy, that is used to getting all their content for free on YouTube. So the minute that stream goes up and they know in advance, they're going to crack that stream and it's going to be free. And we're not going to generate the money that we need to pay everyone. But at the end of the night, everyone's like, oh, how are we going to get paid? Oh, it's URL's fault. Oh, you know, so we don't want to bite off more than we can chew. So that's basically what it boils down to. I'm not saying that Load of Lux is not worth $40,000. I'm just saying it's what we're able to generate. I mean, I would love to be able to pack an arena and pay him $40,000. Unfortunately, the culture's not there yet. And the ticket price to the consumer would be ridiculous. You know what I mean? So, and then, you know, we want to make money, too. You know, we don't want to work for 4 or 5 months promoting something to break even. Just that people say, excuse me, guys, that was a great night. That was a great battle, you know. So that's basically what happened with the Lux situation. I mean, we are something that we're actively pursuing and looking into doing. It's just, it's just the solution hasn't fully arrived yet.
Well, I'm glad that you explained it like that, E, because, you know, a lot of people from the outside looking in don't understand business or overhead or, you know, cost of these venues or insurance and different things like that. You know, they have, like you said, I guess a skewed notion of how much things really do cost. But like you said, man, that one battle could have cost y'all over $100,000 already. And you don't even have the other people signed up, ready to go. So thanks for that explanation. We all know that Loaded Lux is huge in battle rap, if not the best one out there. So we do understand what he's saying, but at the same time, if it doesn't make sense business-wise, you got to find another way to do it. So, you know, and I know you guys have been cool for the longest. So I'm not tripping over what happened with Loaded Lux at all. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the homie Loaded Lux. He just had a mixtape with Shaq, actually, on his mixtape. Yeah, so hopefully, you know, his stock keeps rising. He keeps doing his thing. Now, Summer Madness. Summer Madness, man. We got to talk about it. A lot of accusations were flying around prior to Summer Madness. I thought this was kind of funny, you know, me looking from the outside in, but actually knowing where it started from, how it started, and the dream that you guys made reality. And now that everybody's making some nice money, here comes the complaints, the blogs, the this, the that. And it's really kind of, I'm not saying that anybody's not going to have complaints. Whenever a business grows and you're trying to keep up with it, there's going to be some people that have some things that they want to say or that they want to see change. And, you know, the only thing I was thinking when I was looking at these blogs was like, damn, couldn't they just all sit at a round table and discuss this stuff instead of kind of making it seem like, you know, people behind the scenes on the URL like you, Smack, Chico, Norbs, and, you know, you guys are dropping the ball when it comes to taking care of these guys. When you see these blogs, how do you feel about that, brother?
I mean, you know, sometimes I just laugh at them. Sometimes I'm annoyed. You know, I'm a human being.
Right.
A lot of people don't know behind the scenes. We take care of a lot of these guys. When they're in jams, they get locked up. Lights are going off. Rent's due. Car note. This, that, the other.
Right.
We all, you know, we give money to them that behind the scenes that people have no idea about. You know what I mean? They don't even know. Yeah, it would be nice, but I think we live in an age where you have Twitter, you got Instagram, and you can have a voice. So they know if they put out a blog, they're going to get hundreds of thousands of people maybe to watch it, or 40 or 50,000 people blowing up their timelines. That's what they want. They want the attention. So
right.
They're going to say and do certain things. But a lot of these guys need to remember, because before URL came into existence, the urban battle rapper was not eating. It was dominated by the suburban battle rapper. You know, it was a whole different vibe going on. So a lot of these guys are able to put groceries on their table now. You know, and some of them are, you know, kind of able to make it by off of doing battles. And a lot of that is due in part to the platform that we provided with URL, the amount of celebrity interest, the way the battles are shot, the venues, the way we've been able to tap into the pulse of the people and get them to actually come out to these events, and the engagement that we have with our audience that makes this whole thing interesting. And the other outside websites and platforms and networks and places where we've been able to get battle rap on that people wouldn't even think of before we're doing. So it's at an all-time high, and it's bigger than ever. So
right.
I think a lot of these guys need to remember that a couple of years ago, nothing was going on. If we didn't come back, these guys would not be making a living off of battle rap.
No, indeed, indeed. I actually, you know, being a fan of the culture, being a fan of the whole existence of it, I agree with that. Like I said, I think especially young black men, young Latino men, you know, being able to get this type of money, you know, I just feel that we have to do it a little bit better. As far as, you know, if you have a grievance, if you have something that you want to say to somebody, you guys all know each other. You guys have phone numbers. I seen a blog. I want to say it was Cortez. And shout out to Cortez for actually saying that, you know, he's tired of the bickering. He's ready for solutions. You know what I'm saying? I did feel what he was saying with that. But at the same time, going on and saying what some other league provided them, and what you guys didn't, I just thought was like, okay, you know, these guys are basically seeing what these dudes are doing and just may have the avenue to get more money than, you know, URL can get because of sponsors they know, whoever's behind them or whatever. You never know. But I just think it should all be in-house.
Let me tell you something. A lot of these guys, what they don't tell you is when they go to these other places, a lot of these other places are not paying them more. You know what I mean? This is all propaganda that these guys are saying. They're not getting paid more. Or what they're saying is they're going, well, I go to the other league and I only have to do a 90-second round or a 2-minute round. Or URL, I have to do 3 minutes and 30 seconds or possibly longer. That's generally by choice because we're the biggest platform that people want to get their stuff off. But they don't understand it. They'll go to these other leagues and they'll take a nobody right? And the guys will pay them close to what they get in these other leagues, and they'll take a nobody, but they'll rhyme for a shorter time period. If I try to do the same thing over here, they won't take our new guys. They'll take a lesser competition outside of another league, and, you know, but the other guy, usually, that they're setting them up to battle, he might be charging them $500 for free.
Right.
So they have more of a budget to pay the guy from the URL, the popular mainstream area, possibly the same, more money, and then say, hey, we only have to run this amount of time, but what these guys are getting sidetracked by is you're flying 6 hours to go battle each way. So is it really worth it if you make, say, the same money and you run 30 seconds less? You still have to fly 6 hours to go battle. You know what I mean? Or you're battling somebody that no one cares about. You're not going to get any views like that on the battle. It won't be the same amount of views that you would get on URL. So how can you even make a comparison? But I understand everybody's trying to hustle, feed its families, and take care of business.
Right.
But a lot of the battles that are set up between these top-tier guys and other people, we can't do on our league. They won't accept it. They just won't let us do it. Like, they'll be like, he's battling who? Oh, that battle sucks. That battle's stupid. You know what I mean? But if one of our guys goes to another league and battles a nobody or someone with a smaller profile, it's okay. You know?
Right. No, I understand that completely, man. And, you know, I'm just glad you're expressing that to the audience, because I think the audience needs to understand that as well. I'll be the first to say all these battle rap leagues, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody has said, you know, URL is like the NBA of this whole thing. And you got that with the, you know, spitting on the microphones. Everybody can hear each other clearly. You got the camera work, just how everything is being put together and brought to the audience has always been dope when it comes to URL. You know, I watch some of these other battle leagues, you know, the mics sound all distorted, or, you know, these brothers sound like they in a tunnel somewhere, you know what I'm saying? And you just, you know, the crowd is not even looking for bars. They're more about the theatrics and different funny shit like that. That I was
like, you know what? To understand too is we've had issues with our sound and stuff before. We're not perfect. I'm not saying that, but
a lot of people always say,
well, why is it like this? Or why are they talking? Well, people have to understand. You could say, oh, at this league, that doesn't happen. But you know what? They're in a room with 200, 300 people. We're in a room with 1,200 to 1,500 people. So it's a totally different level of energy and control that has to be maintained in order to make that work. You know what I mean? And your favorite battle rapper is taking a smaller paycheck at these other places. So don't, you know, when they come back at us, they're coming at us full steam with the fangs out. So, you know, it's a juggling act. You know, we have certain guys that we work with, that we have relationships with, that are reasonable. And we have guys that are unreasonable. Guys that just think that every time they finish a battle, the next time they battle, it's more money. Or you have guys that feel like they've been in the game as long as another guy, they should get the same money that he's getting. But it really boils down to views, interest, and what the return will be on your battle. And I'm trying to come up with a nice little system that I can use and an equation on how I would pay people, because it's just getting ridiculous. Everybody just wants more and more money every battle.
Yeah, no, I can see that, and I'll be the first to say something right now. You know, we got so many people that watch these battles, but real talk, you don't even know how your favorite battle are gonna come to the next event. So it's like I just watched the Conceited Hitman Holla battle. I love both of those guys. Shout out to Conceited. Shout out to Hitman Holla. Matter of fact, just was hanging with Conceited out here in Orlando the other day. But that the third rounds of that battle was absolute garbage. You know what I'm saying? And you sitting there waiting for the third round to be the knockouts, and niggas is out there playing around. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
but then as URL, we're expected to pay you in full for that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Now then, if I
say,
yo, I'm not paying you for that because you didn't deliver, URL's doing bad business. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
These are the types of obstacles that we face at times, you know, with some of the guys. But, you know, it's a give and take thing. I mean, we wouldn't be
where
we are without the help of the MCs and vice versa.
Of course.
I just think that they got to get a better understanding on a better grip on reality and learn to make other moves besides just with us, you know, sell T-shirts, hats, clothing, try to find a sponsor, you know, show yourself, get out there, grab your stats, go take it to a company, say, hey, you know, I'm going to wear your T-shirt, I'm going to get X amount of views on URL, why don't you get behind me?
Make some money.
Yeah.
And I get it. And by any means, like, this is why we wanted you on the show, because I actually got so much love for a lot of those artists and battle rappers that's on that stage, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I know it could get difficult, you know what I'm saying, getting up there, the craft that they do, that shit is hard. That shit is not easy. So, you know, by no means are we saying, oh, they're on some bullshit. There's really only one piece of bullshit that we're going to talk about that just was complete bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But nothing else that these guys are saying, I'm not saying they shouldn't say it. I'm just saying if y'all came up together, you know what I'm saying, maybe it's better that y'all do this in a closed setting, you know, air out what you got to air out so we can make it grow. You can do your thing and people can continue getting paid. But, from that, I'm going to go to this. We're going to just go to the elephant in the room, man. Really, it's not even elephant in the room because everybody's been talking about it. I just recently seen an interview Math did, Sirius Jones did. The Math Hopper Sirius Jones battle at Summer Madness. This was just like a – and I'm a Math Hopper fan. I'm a Sirius Jones fan, and I'm not going to lie, man. I was completely and utterly disappointed at what the fuck happened at that shit. First of all, just for me, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to say, you know, a lot of people know Math from, you know, punching Dose in the face, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's always an element in his battles where people are trying to test him because they know he's trying to restrain himself from doing it again. And I always never liked that, you know what I'm saying? Like, damn. Why are they trying to get close to the man? They want the man to punch him in the face again. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, don't. I wish they just let him rap. I wish they just let him do his thing. And he has been doing his thing. He has been going to these places and doing his thing. But Summer Madness was just a whole turnaround. It was just like the little shit that Sirius Jones did got him off his cue. And let me say this about Sirius Jones before I let you take this, fam. Sirius Jones, I fucks with Sirius Jones, but I don't agree with having some naked-ass chicks up there shaking their ass while some niggas rapping. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, fam. Like, I know that they was your props and everything like that, but if a nigga's trying to get his verses across, you know, you can't have three chicks with the ass out bouncing their shit up and down. That's kind of like taking your eye off the sport. Who not going to look at some ass shaking in their face? You know what I'm saying?
Right, so I didn't
agree with that at all. You know what I'm saying? But let me just say this. I did not agree at all with Math snuffing dude. You know what I'm saying? Punched him right in the face, knocked him to the ground. I can't agree with that.
I was totally shocked and caught off guard, you know, just for the record, you know, since URL's inception, we haven't really had any incidents. Not even patrons that come to the party, that come to the battles to watch them. I mean, most of our battles are shot early in the daytime on purpose because it brings a different type of energy to the venue. Most of the people who come from out of town, they travel, they're not there for that. They're there to watch battles. They understand exactly what it is and what they're getting into and what they're watching. So we usually don't have any incidents. You know, everyone's under control. It's a multicultural environment. You got white people, Asian, black, girls, everybody. You know what I mean? You know, what Math Hopper did was terrible. I think it reset, you know, the clock on battle rap. It took a long time to get people to view it in a certain way. And that's why we worked so hard to get bigger venues, to put graphics,
lights,
television screens, and entrances, and really present it in a way where people look at it like, yo, this shit is official. This is like a sport. This is an event. This is dope. They care about this. It looks like they spend money, and that's why it's growing. And when you go and hit somebody it just makes it seem like, oh, that's fighting shit. Now,
right.
You got sponsors who don't want to be involved with you. You got celebrities who don't want to come to the events because they're afraid that their brand could be damaged if they're caught in the middle of a fight. You got people tense and on guard, and it just is very destructive to the culture. Now,
right.
It wasn't a mistake. Yeah, it was a mistake. Was Math an evil person? No, not at all. But he had to be banned from URL. He would no longer be in URL. He would no longer be allowed to attend events or participate in any URL activities because you have to send a clear message, as much as we like Math as a person, that he cannot
right.
come and violate the rules and there'll be no repercussions. Because then the next
right.
guy thinks that he can punch somebody in the face. And then it just takes away
right.
from the sport. And the whole thing of the sport is to beat your opponent lyrically or verbally, not with, you know, it's not
physically.
A boxing match. It's not UFC, it's URL. So I think
right.
he needs to understand that as well. We need to send a message to our fans, potential sponsors. They need to know, hey, that guy has been removed from the company. He's not hired by them anymore. He's gone. And that will, you know, kind of give us a little bit of a of some type of a resolution. You know, it's unfortunate because there's nothing that can be taken back. You can't take back
right.
the punch, you know, and it's unfortunate that it happened to Sirius and that he has to deal with that whole thing of, you know,
right.
people saying shit to him or making fun of him or ridiculing him. You know, it's unfair.
Horrible.
You know, and it's like, we never released the footage, just for the record. URL does not release the footage. We don't plan on releasing the footage. That's not what we're promoting here. We're promoting battle rap. But one
right.
of the stage, we believe someone from the staff taped, not from our staff, but from the club, from the venue's staff, taped the battle and released the hit online. So everybody got a chance to see it now. It's an unfortunate
yeah,
situation.
Yeah, it was online today. It was online today. I actually saw
it
this morning.
Really,
it was like some cell
I was really
footage.
Pissed about that. Like, that's not what we're promoting. We don't think that's cool.
Right.
We don't want it. You know, it has nothing
right.
to do with battle rap. And we're trying to move away from that and move into bigger situations and really cultivate and build this thing like a sport. So, again, Math Poppy fans, he's no longer a part of URL. You know, and we don't hate Math Poppy, we just hate what he did. And,
right.
You know, shout out to Sirius Jones for, you know, keeping the G and, you know, moving accordingly. And, you know, he has the right to feel however he feels, but he's actually been handling it very professionally and doing the right things and doing his interviews and being visible and not running from the situation because he really has nothing
right.
to be ashamed of because, you know, for the most part, he was sucker punched. You know, nobody
yeah.
thinks that they're going to get hit in the middle of a battle. No one is
right.
expecting
right.
to get hit no matter what. And especially if somebody doesn't invite you to fight, if they you say something and they swing on you. And, I mean, I know Matt said that Sirius Jones made a loud noise, which is,
ooh,
I guess, to one
right.
of his bars. But Matt
right.
is in Sirius Jones' face kind of crazy, too. You know what I mean? While he was kicking around,
he was right
prior
on
to hitting.
Him. He was
right on him.
Like
I mean, less
chin.
Than an inch to his face. So, I mean, Sirius Jones wasn't that close to Matt's face when he made the sound effect. But I think it was just a combination of them not liking each other and a lot of aggression and built up feelings, and it just exploded and went over to the next level. And it was a grudge match that turned into a fist fight. And I just hope
right.
that it doesn't tarnish the image of battle rap. You know, unfortunately, that act cost us that venue, so we can't use the
wow.
venue any longer. We need to find a new home, which is very difficult in New York to find a club that's a performance venue that holds that amount of people, that's reasonable, that has that type of look with television screens and laser lights. That's
right.
difficult to get a hold of, and it's just been a trickle-down effect, you know, and I just hope it doesn't put a negative stigma on what we're doing. But I'm ready to move on from it. The Summer
right.
Madness battles are shot and recorded. You'll see a recap most likely by tomorrow. You'll probably see the first battle from Summer Madness on Monday, whatever that's going to be. And, you know, we got some other events going down. We're going to be out of A3C in Atlanta, Georgia, mm-hmm. the music convention
yes.
on October
yes.
the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
We got two
mm-hmm.
battles out there. The tickets are available now on URLTV.tv. The battles are between John John and Don and Cortez and Rich Dollars and JC. And it's going to be a performance
nice.
By R.A. the Rugged Man. So y'all can
oh, shit. Okay.
follow us on Twitter
nice.
At the URLTV. Or you can go to our website at www.urltv.tv, and the link is there, and you can purchase tickets. Tickets only $35, so come out and be a part of A3C. Enjoy some dope battles. It'll be the first time that URL is in Atlanta. Smack will be there hosting, and it's going to be a dope night of battles.
Dope,
that's
dope.
Great.
Me and Onyx definitely going to try to make it out to that joint. We're going to be there, man. And I really appreciate everything you said. You know, I just want to say, you know, I agree with everything you said, man. It sucks that it has to happen. But I think, you know, when you're dealing with business, things of that nature, you do have to set that clear example. You know, everybody wants Matt to go on and eat and do his thing. But, you know, when you're building something like this, man, and you're trying to keep cats fed and you're trying to get these sponsors to keep coming aboard, you know, it's kind of like you're growing some shit. You can't have that type of stain on it, you know what I'm saying? Because soon as the right person may be trying to step their foot in and say, hey, I'm going to get behind this whole shit, that type of shit can make them be like, that's why I didn't do it in the first place.
One more thing, too, man, while you brought it up, man, not to cut you
uh-huh.
off, but
no
somebody
doubt.
Else this week that has been basically banned.
I wanted to touch on
not
that.
Even say banned,
yeah.
but it's a battle of an MC named Daylight out of California. And
right.
he was supposed to battle that night. And I don't know if anybody knows, you're not familiar with Daylight. You know, he's a pretty strange guy, entertaining character. I mean, he wears Batman suits, he's dressed up in the Ku Klux Klan uniform, he's
yeah.
slept on the stage with a pillow, he's gotten naked in a room full of men. This guy is out of control in terms of his energy.
Right.
And, you know, mm-hmm. we wanted to see what creative way he could engage our audience by coming over to the URL. So some people on the staff wanted to see what would happen. So we set him up with a battle with Swave 7. And unfortunately, we didn't get to his battle that night. So
mm-hmm.
Vlad TV was doing some coverage, and it basically showed him outside ranting and raving with his shirt open and talking about he needs to get his money and he's going to shoot up the spot and he's going to,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then he's telling rumors that he ran down on Smack and took money
right,
from
right.
him and pulled guns
thought,
on me and Chico.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just saying mm-hmm. a whole, he's been, you know, and you know, I spoke to him that night after the event. So all the initial stuff that you saw on Vlad was the first night. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and then he said he was cool. I told him he'd reschedule it, just chill out, let me take care
mm-hmm.
of it. Cool. Next day, he proceeds to go on. I don't want anything to do with URL, blah, 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 FM. They didn't get me a hotel room. They do bad business. Just kept deframing our brand for the last 2 weeks since the event. You know, and it's,
mm-hmm.
you know, you can live past rumors or jokes or, you know, I did this
right.
or that. But when you deliberately go out and try to tarnish us and talk down
that's
on
right.
us and lie, then
right.
it turns into something different where you're destructive and you're more of a liability than you are an asset. And, you know, when the Sirius Jones clip dropped yesterday, he's on Twitter, hitting Yo Jones, word to the Crips, because he claims that he's a Crip, or whatever. Like, he's like, word
right.
to the Crips, you know, they URL try to set you up. DM me so I can talk to you and let me and you know.
Oh my God!
Jones, you know he's calling Sirius Jones up and telling him, "Yo, you know Beasley was upstairs and that was him taping the battle and you know,
wow,
aiming the camera and he was the one that released it." And I'm saying, my man, I got 6 HD cameras with high powered lenses on the stage and around it with a crane.
Right.
Why would I take the thing off my cell phone? That makes no sense. If I wanted to release
right.
the battle to humiliate you or get at you, I'm going to put out a full battle. I signed you.
That's
I got
right.
your signed approval and everything. So, you know, he's telling this guy that I'm doing that. He's telling people that we paid Matt to hit Sirius Jones. Like he's telling
big publications do. You know what I'm saying?
Like that you got paid mad to sabotage your own
event. He's calling it a conspiracy.
Right, yes.
And I'm just like,
Hip-Hop
really?
There's an article that says URL
conspiracy
conspired to ruin the day like that. Like, all types of shit like that. Like, where
yeah,
it's
crazy.
To be one of them. You know? So, when you do that continuously, and then you're hitting me behind the scenes saying you still want to be a part of what's going on.
It's crazy.
You're either you're bipolar or you're just delusional. And I can't take a chance of having him come on the stage or him deciding to do something crazy, because he's known for doing crazy stuff to make a name for himself, because it's evident that he's not interested in battling. He's more so interested in making a name for himself and using any little bit of steam or any hardships or things that are going on to try to build his name bigger, you know? And I just felt like it was a constant attack to the point where he's just like, you know what, man? Since you don't like being here so much and you hate us and we do bad business and we didn't get you a room or pay you and you got paid $7,000 and you robbed us for our money and all, you know what? We don't want that energy here. You know, we don't want to hear about you. You're supposed to be clapping up the thing, you know, one minute you're Batman, the next minute you're Naked Man, the next minute you're Ku Klux Klan. But when you come to the URL, you put on your gangster costume, and now you're a gangster.
Okay.
You know,
right.
So
okay.
It's like,
right.
Which costume is going to be next? And I can't. I'm just hoping that the next time, if I would have had him back, there's no telling what costume and mindset he would have showed up with. So rather than have a big issue or a problem, I'd rather just not deal with them at all.
There's no doubt. No doubt.
A million MCs in the URL. The fans will get over it.
That's
and hey, if they want to take the battle someplace else, I won't hold them up. I won't jam them up. They can take the battle someplace else. I don't. You know what I mean? I'm not interested in it. I don't. He has character flaws, and he needs to grow up. You know what I'm saying?
That's
I don't hate Daylight
right.
either. I actually like, I think he's funny. But he's destructive.
Right.
He doesn't know when to cut it off. I think he's
great
marketing person. His marketing is excellent. He's not afraid to put himself on the line for publicity, and he does some great things. I'm not saying that he's not smart. I think he's a very intelligent guy, and he's very calculated. But I think at a certain point, he gets so caught up in his character that he's portraying, he doesn't realize the damage that he does to himself and to others that are trying to provide a platform and help.
Right.
I just want to say, and I know,
and
I know you have to go here, and I just want to say that just listening to your answers and you explaining in Golden before you came on the line gave a great backstory, so everyone who's not familiar can be familiar and understand where you're coming from and what has taken place. I just want to commend you. We do, of course, on trying to channel the energy in the right direction that it should be going, because like you said, and we said this when it happened before you came on the line, we were on the show talking about this, and we said this is going to set it back, you know, because of this is just what people needed to say. Oh, I knew it. So it's awesome that you're able to come forward and say, you know what, it is in the blogs, it's here, let me speak about it, and then put the positive, you know, light on that and say we have this person no longer with us. We're making changes here and there. And unfortunately, yes, we're going to have to go to a new venue, but we're moving forward. And I think that's awesome. And doing these interviews and getting the word out for yourself so people can hear it from you, because they want to. Obviously, you're getting calls back to back for interviews and whatnot. So it's awesome for you to be able to have that voice and people be receptive to it and understand where you're coming from, because we do. And I think a lot of people do. It's just a matter of, you know, you guys doing what you're doing, which is the damage control part, but it comes with the territory. So, you know, we know that y'all will get past this hurdle easily. So,
definitely,
thank you,
definitely,
thank you,
definitely.
Thank you,
y'all guys, you know, we support you. You guys been on our show since the beginning of our show. You know, early on, you know, And, you know, we got a lot of fans on Global 14. They put the battles up on global14.com all the time. Bunch of comments come under it. So, you know, you guys are loved by a lot of people, man. And if there's I just want to say if there's any, you know, discrepancies out there, you know, just I think as, you know, minority men and people that's trying to grow something and have something, we got to learn to deal with each other better. We got to learn how to talk to each other and communicate with each other better, because it's always solutions out there when you got smart men talking about different things. You know what I'm saying? And the whole daylight thing, I seen all of that, and I was like, wow, that's kind of like, you know, that's not a build thing. That's a destroy thing, you know. So I don't know his side of it, why he's trying to run with that aspect of it with the whole Sabotage Sirius Jones thing. But I'm glad you enlightened us on that situation, because I know you as a person, so I know damn well you're not up in no rafters with no cell phone or paying nobody to conspiracy. You know,
and then why am I going to show that with my company? Like, I'm not a kid.
Yeah,
like, I know that to get money, you can't have fights attached to money that doesn't work.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So why would I pay these guys so that he can get knocked out? I can't release the footage. I can't make any money back off it. The event ends early. It's just too many different, you know, things involved that make it, you know what I mean, a foolish move.
Impossible.
Just stupid. No,
it would be a
dumb trying to promote.
No, and you know, like I said, we happy to have you on the show, because you could explain that, yo, why would I even move like that? You know, he had his platform to do his interview, you know, and like, I'm a type of person, man, if you're getting out there doing your thing and you eating, all good, you know what I'm saying? But what I do say to anybody that I roll with or anybody that's listening in the audience of The Cut, or URL, or whoever's listening, and I'm sure this interview is going to go on blogs. Yo, just because you got to feed your family don't mean you got to shit on everybody else to do it. You feel what I'm saying? I hear a lot of niggas always be like, you know, I'm out here trying to eat, trying to get mine. Well, does that mean individually you don't give a fuck what you'll say and do to somebody just to get yours?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if that's the case, then stay on the block. Go stay on the block. Don't try to involve yourself in no business, and don't try to do none of that. Just get the gat, stay on the block, and beat the fuck out of niggas and shoot them for whatever you could do. You know what I'm saying? Because
and
when you cross over
the
business,
that's right.
We don't endorse that. Exactly. But when you cross over to business, it's a different ball game. It's like you got to try to work with the people you're in business with to help shit grow. So, you know, if Daylight had a problem, if Math had a problem, it's nothing to sit in a room and be like, listen, if I don't get paid, I will never show my face around here again. And I'm just going to let you know that. You know what I'm saying? Because, dog, I could tell you right now, you know us, Bees. We got production out there on your favorite artists, and still they owe us half of our money. I never went on no blogs and shitted on no niggas.
I never said,
yo, this nigga got a bunch of money and ain't pay us this little bit of money. I never do that.
Technically, you could do that, because you did give them a little statute of limitations on it.
And we talk about that all the time, because, you know, BZ also is, he mentors me in a lot of this stuff, because he's been in it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I know for a fact that I can get my money another way, and I will get my money another way through a lawyer. And it's happened twice. I've gotten my money. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to go on these blogs shitting on niggas, because, listen, I don't know why the nigga didn't give me the money at that time, but I do know that as a man, I'm smart enough to know that they signed this, they said they was going to do this, so there's a way to get my money. You know what I'm saying? So I just kind of want people, everybody's not me, and I could dig that.
Sometimes
you know what I'm saying? Everybody don't
it's
take it like
worse.
That.
That's right.
Right, so that's cool, man. Well,
but,
yo, man, I always
appreciate it. But it is what it is.
Okay, cool. Well, man, I appreciate y'all for having me on, man.
We appreciate you for coming on, man. You know, we definitely wanted to have you on, bro. Thank you.
Yo, closing, October the 26th, man, at the Brooklyn Hangar. We're doing a collaborative effort with SneakerBeast.com. It's going to be an ill sneaker battle, and we're going to have some dope URL battles. So stay tuned for that. We'll be tweeting out the link if you want to come and purchase tickets. Doing something very, very different. The tickets for that event are only $30. You know how much URL tickets cost. So it's kind of like a fan appreciation thing of us giving back. There's going to be some dope battles. Nice. I can't promise how long the tickets are going to be $30 for, but if I were you, I would purchase them now. I will be tweeting out that link. You can follow me at URL TV, and you can follow me at URL TV on Twitter and on Instagram, and at Beasley NYC, BEASLEY NYC, on Twitter and on Instagram to find out about that. Check us again at A3C, October the 4th in Atlanta, Georgia. Rich Dollars versus JC and John the Don versus Cortez. Already Rugged Man performing. That's out of A3C. Those tickets are available now, too, at urltv.tv. Just stay tuned to the movement and follow what we got going on. You know, it's always a pleasure to come on the show. And, you know, hopefully I have some other good news and I can come back on the show and build with you guys soon. But thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Appreciate it, Beast.
Thank you so much. We appreciate
it. All right. Take care. Good night.
Thank you. You too.
Bye.
Always great to have someone such as Eric Beasley on the line. You guys interviewed just now, exclusive, and some background information on Ultimate Rap League at URL TV regarding Summer Madness and Loaded Lux and a couple of other individuals, Batman himself, and a couple other people. So it was nice to get that insight. And I just really, I've always, you know, since being introduced with the first interview, when we first had the show, 3-4 months in, I've always enjoyed his personality. I've always enjoyed how he's just a businessman, you know, and I'm all about that. So I love business-minded individuals, and I love that he's trying to move forward. He didn't really, he doesn't have time for it. He reminds me of people like us who just, we don't have time. We'd rather avoid the negative energy and just navigate all around it. We don't have time for it. We're moving forward. We're trying to do something positive. We don't have time. So we'd rather just be done with you. We're not even going to figure it out. It's a wrap. We're going to give it benefit of the doubt. And then after that, it's a wrap on it. That's right. And that's just what it is. This is a business. And, you know, with it being the hip-hop culture, and then, everyone knows them being a defining moment in the shift, in the change, in the direction of where the battle rap has gone and where it was and where it's going, that's a big deal. So we definitely don't need anything to tarnish or diminish that brand,
right,
and all that they stand for. And it's great to have him on just to kind of clear up some things, and definitely hope to get this to some blogs and to get this information out so everybody can say, you know, look, hold on. Let's think now. Why this? Why that? That doesn't even make sense. It doesn't add up. But people love to fish for that negativity, and they love it, and that's just is what it is. It's about numbers. It's a game, and unfortunately, that's played more in the hip hop culture than any other culture when it comes to the fighting and all that. So, you know, that it was great to have him on. I'm glad that he had opportunity to call in. So, shout out to everybody that had opportunity to listen. Mm-hmm.
No, definitely, man. I think like we were saying, man. When it comes to business, it's kind of different, and like
that's
I
right.
said, I don't knock any of the guys that are involved in this stuff. I'm speaking in general to anybody that's saying they're trying to help something grow. They want to be a part of something. You can't just be about you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And if they thought that Smack of Beasley was being like that, it ain't nothing to sit in front of somebody and be like, yo, I don't like the way you're doing this because of X, Y, and Z. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But to actually go on the internet and assassinate characters,
and go crazy
like,
with it.
You don't see and go crazy with it. You don't see none of these other
Mm-mm.
cultures really getting involved in that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
That's why people they tend to give more money. They tend to
mm-hmm.
fuck with those people, you know. A lot of people
That's
are
right.
like, well, you know, these people treated us like that. You don't know who's a investor behind those type of guys where they were able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good that BZ
mm-hmm.
explained the
That's
fact
right.
that you might think they're getting more money over there, but this is actually
but we didn't even
how
have,
it is.
Exactly. We didn't even have it to give like that. And, we're working
right.
towards that. you know, and that
right.
we've come a long way, but we're still working towards that. And I love when he said they were still working, just even that. And that just
right.
this is a whole another element now, but that goes back to, you know, our culture and everybody, the upcoming artists and everybody that wants to be in this industry as well, they're working. They're still working, and they're already rubbing shoulders with who's who in the game, in the industry, behind the scenes, behind the industry, and sponsors that have nothing to do with hip-hop and just want to get that money and see their brand grow. So let's not forget that. It's still a work in progress.
No doubt.
You're going to have these challenges,
and
it's all about how you
yourself.
Bounce back. That's right.
And you
that's
can't
right.
be
and
all
as
about
you can
yourself.
See, reached out.
You can't
that's
do
right.
it.
That's right. You can't. You really can't. It was wonderful to have him on. I'm glad. If you guys missed it, you're just tuning in, just have an opportunity to definitely encourage you to go back and listen to this interview, listen to the broadcast tonight with Eric Beasley, and be in my end and, be entertained as well. So that was very interesting, very nice.
Oh man, it was definitely a great interview. Thanks again to Beasley NYC coming through.
Right.
And shout out to everybody in that battle rap league, man, all the leagues, you know what I'm saying? That interview, just to let everybody know, we want all people to prosper that's doing this stuff. It's helping you feed
right.
your family and helping you keep food on the table, shelter over your head. So as long
mm-hmm.
as it's, things are doing that, man, it's moving in the right direction. But we just got to stop the trying to chop a nigga off at the knees type shit, because
before he even get out of the city,
I want to say what I want to say. Right. I want to do
mm-hmm.
what I want to do. That's all cool when you're not dealing with a bunch of people. So if there is some URL issues, everybody's man enough to go right at Smack and Beasley and say, hey, let's all sit down, just like Cortez said, and figure out a solution. The blogs
mm-hmm.
just, they, you know, come on, sabotaging your own event and trying to, they set
yeah,
you
this
up.
Is crazy.
Come on, like, what's that all about?
This
you know
is
what I'm
really
saying?
Not.
And I wouldn't
exactly.
say, like, well, I wanted to see that battle. I wanted to see him versus Sway Seva, but come on, man, you really can't go that route. You got to figure out a way to make it work for you. And I'm sorry
mm-hmm.
I didn't get to see him battle, because he was like, this battle, I was bringing bars. I wasn't doing none of that
mm-hmm.
crazy stuff that y'all normally see me do. I was really
mm-hmm.
going to rap, show y'all how I really get down with this shit. So
that's
I was waiting to see that shit. And
mm-hmm.
it was unfortunately that I didn't. But just because they didn't get to see it daylight don't mean it's not going to happen, fam. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
I hope you and Swave still get the battle and put it out there. But I don't think you got to go that route you going and just trying to cut people off at the knees right now, my brother. And if you listening and you want to come on the show, we'd be more than happy to have him
That's
on the show. Because there may
them.
Be a side, any of them, there may be
that
a side that we don't know.
Exactly. That's right. Any of you. Definitely welcome every Wednesday night. And since we talking about every Wednesday night, everybody else, every Wednesday night, we're here. 8 p.m. Eastern, 7
yeah.
p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And again, Global 14, the cut via Jermaine Dupri's global14.com. So make sure you head over there and follow our Twitters as well at Global 14 and at Global 14 the cut. And I don't know if this is the outro, but I'm at Onyx254 on Twitter, Instagram, and Global 14. So pretty much Google, you'll find me anywhere, and holler at me, follow me. Let's link up and let's network and do some good business, not bad business.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, let's do it. Hit me up at the Glue, THAGLUE on Twitter. Or you can hit me up at Global 14. I'm Golden Fleece. Instagram, the THA Golden Fleece, the Golden Fleece. Let's all link up and do good business, man. It's out here
That's
for
right.
us to get it. You know what I'm saying? So let's make sure
That's
we make
right.
it happen. Shout out to the URL TV. Shout out to all the
mm-hmm.
other battle leagues out there. Shout out all the battle rappers, Sirius
mm-hmm.
Jones, Mav Hopper. I hope they get that thing together and that doesn't become anything else that it shouldn't become. Shout out to Daylight Sway Seva. I hope we get to see that battle. But, let's keep it together out there, especially young minority
Let's
men,
do it.
Man. I know it's a way
That's
we can
right.
make this shit happen and get that money.
That's
the
right.
The cut.
I love
Another
it.
Another Wednesday, we out.
Another Wednesday in those books. And then before we... before we head out, that was a lovely outro, homie. But before we head out and dibble on out of here, don't forget to like our Facebook page, and we have a YouTube as well, so you'll want to subscribe, because when we put these interviews up and when we touch down to these places and we put up this behind-the-scenes footage, you're going to want to see what we're dealing with and what we got going on, because I guarantee you it's going to be questions you haven't heard before. There will be answers you haven't heard before. You will walk away or leave enlightened when you hear our interview. So I'm not trying to brag, but it is what it is, and it comes from the people's mouths themselves. So definitely like us on Facebook. You can find our Facebook and our YouTube page to subscribe on our Twitter. Again, that's at Global 14 The Cut. We back next Wednesday.
That's yes. Next Wednesday. Stay tuned to see what we're going to have. We got some special guests coming up, man. I heard the people from Revolt TV going to be on this joint soon. So got
I'm
a
excited.
Lot of questions for them. Yes. So let's go ahead and make it happen. We out. Always a pleasure, man. Let's keep it moving. Next Wednesday, tune in.
Alrighty.
Johnson being the AIDS virus.
Yeah.
Damn, where'd all this time go? When them haters come around, no, I blow. English, but I'm all about my pesos. Is she a fly girl? No, J-Lo. Doing it by myself, independent, but I don't give a fuck, I'm still winning. And you can't stop me, my people, they got me. I'm a Louis Vuitton bag, and y'all just watch me. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Haters looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it. Punchline. I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another motherfucker here stopping me, bruh. Uh-uh.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
Tell 'em I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but you be told you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cuz motherfucker, I grind. Hard to follow your dreams, and women wanna be saved like I got a cape. But Sally May, the only woman I need to be late, and that's real. Keep my eyes on the prize. They say the truth hurts, but you're killing me with the lies. I'm trying to do it big this year, never looking back and facing all my fears. And you can't stop me, my people they got me. I'ma fillet me, y'all cut, and y'all just lunch me. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Haters looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it. Punchline. I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another motherfucker here stopping me, bruh. Uh-uh.
Can't you see that you can't stop us now?
I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but truth be told, you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cause motherfucker, I grind. I got the flu. Me and my team winning, and we ain't got a flaunt. They say they want that real, watch me give them what they want. Ready for the worst, but praying for the best. They tell me that preparation the key to your success. You only get one shot, and baby, when they call my name, better believe I'ma take over the game. And you can't stop me, my people, they got me. I'm an original thinking nigga, and y'all just copy. They tell me I'm arrogant, I say that I'm cocky. Hater looking like fast food, cause y'all just soft it. Punchline. I suggest that you watch me, cuz ain't another motherfucker here stopping me, bruh. Uh-uh.
Can't
nah.
you see that you can't stop us now?
Yeah. I keep my head to the clouds. I hope I never come down. And I know you wanna be me, but you be told you can't see me. And I deserve to shine, cuz motherfucker, I grind.